KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 22 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 20. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We do have a few school districts that are starting late this morning due to the cold and sometimes the road conditions. Bedford Community Schools will start 2 hours late, and the 7th grade field trip has been postponed and will be rescheduled for a later date. Also, there is a 2 hour late start of the Griswold Community School District. In the news, a broken gas line is to blame for an explosion and fire in Atlantic late Wednesday night that claimed the life of one person and resulted in serious injuries to another. Firefighters were called to 604 Olive Street, which also is the business of Denise's taxi service, at around 10:08 p.m.
When we arrived on the scene, we knew we had victims trapped inside the building, and we made initial search in the back and searched the bottom of the home as we prepared another search team to enter the front. And once we completed both of those, we were able to get inside as we were continuing to fight the fire at the same time, and did find a female victim upstairs, brought her down. She was unresponsive, began CPR. Medevac took over and took her to the hospital. Last I knew, she had been lifelighted over to UNMC. Made another search attack and found the second male victim upstairs on the second floor.
And that's Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese, who said neighbors told him they heard a loud boom prior to noticing the flames. Investigators with the State Fire Marshal's Office used that information and spent the night, along with Atlantic fire officials, combing through the home trying to determine the cause.
And we have determined that a natural gas pipe in the basement broke. It had a large amount of hangers and clothing hanging from it, and it appears that when it broke, then right above it was the kitchen, and we're not sure of the ignition source, but it was a gas stove above, so we're believing that most likely that was the ignition source. We've had the gas company out and checked out all the fittings, and it appears that definitely was a gas line break within the home causing the explosion.
McNeese said this type of fire is very unusual.
So it must have been a fairly low explosive range, but just the area that it happened in and in the house, it appears that was concentrated very quickly and, you know, had the fairly immediate explosion, as opposed to ones that fill the entire house and then, you know, it blows it totally apart. So very sad situation.
The chief said there were numerous combustible materials inside the home, which made getting the flames knocked down and the victims found difficult. When they arrived on the scene, the temperature was around 1 degree above zero. By the time most of the firefighters had left at around 3:20 a.m., the temperature was down to 11 degrees below zero. Atlantic Street Department crews were asked to salt and sand the street in front of the home, as the water used to fight the fire had created extremely icy conditions for pedestrians and motorists alike. The names of the victims have not yet been released. The vehicle, authorities said, was traveling too fast for road conditions, crashed into a tree Wednesday afternoon in Red Oak. According to police, 17-year-old Gavin French of Red Oak was traveling west on East Coolbaugh Street at around 1:50 p.m. when he lost control of the 2000 Mercedes-Benz C230 he was driving on the plowed but still snow-covered road. The vehicle hit a tree in front of 1203 East Coolbaugh and sustained $3,600 damage. French told police that the vehicle's traction control device was disabled. There were no injuries reported and no citations issued. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday morning released more information about an injury accident that occurred Tuesday morning near Council Bluffs. Officials say the Sheriff's Office received a call at around 11:27 a.m. about a two-vehicle head-on collision that occurred on Highway 6 near the intersection with 238th Street in rural Pottawatomie County. Deputies arrived within minutes to find a 2005 Ford E250 Econoline van spun around and in the middle of the North Highway, and the 2001 Chevy, or rather a Subaru Legacy, down an embankment in the south side ditch. An early investigation of the accident indicated that the westbound van, driven by 34-year-old Tommy Mannheim of Ralston, Nebraska, had encountered a slick portion of the roadway, fishtailed, and then crossed the center line of the highway, striking the eastbound Subaru, driven by 21-year-old Stephen Formhals of Hastings. Formhals was extricated from his vehicle and flown to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where he was listed in critical condition. Mannheim was said to have been uninjured. The accident remains under investigation. Atlantic police report the arrest on Tuesday of 44-year-old Craig Griffin. The Atlantic man was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense. Griffin was booked into the Cass County Jail. Police in Glenwood are asking for your help in identifying two suspects who allegedly stole alcohol from Newman's Thriftway store during the early morning hours of January 30th. Surveillance footage from the store shows two suspects that entered the store and took alcohol from the shelves. Now you can see a picture of the suspects from that still frame on the video under the same story at a news tab at KJAN.com. If you recognize the suspects or have any information regarding the incident, you're encouraged to call the Glenwood Police Department at 712-527-9920 and ask for Officer Birch or Sergeant Martin. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Wava Bell, age 100, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Wava Bell will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Anita Clay, age 94, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral and Eastern Star services for Anita Clay will be today at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald C. Miller, age 82, of DeSoto, died Sunday in Des Moines. A visitation for Donald Miller will be held at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham from 11 a.m. until noon today. Irma Shetler Frischmeyer, age 85, of Carlisle and formerly of Carroll, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Irma Shetler Frischmeyer will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Bernice Anastasi, age 94, of Erling and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Bernice Anastasi will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Blanche Brandenburg, age 97, of Menlo, died Sunday. Funeral services for Blanche Brandenburg will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Dan Satch May, age 60, of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dan May will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Wilma McCurdy, age 88, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A funeral mass for Wilma McCurdy will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, Reno, south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Marjorie Miller, age 80, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Marjorie Miller will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Egan Simonson, age 93, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Egan Simonson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Judy Lynn Nugent Kay, age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday at her home. Memorial services for Judy Kay will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Darlene Chinberg, age 83, of Redfield, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A memorial service for Mary Chinberg will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Redfield Christian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Redfield Chapel has the arrangements. Ed All, age 71, of Manning, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ed All are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Thelma Dora Henningsen, age 97, of Avoca, died Monday. Graveside services for Thelma Henningsen will be held in the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca at a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.